Γεια σας και καλώς ήρθατε στο επεισόδιο 9 του podcast Unlocking Great Potential. Σήμερα θα μιλήσουμε για κάτι πολύ ενδιαφέρον. Today we're going to talk about something very interesting. Τι λες, Yuli?
Συμφωνώ. I agree. Do you remember this word, guys?
Yeah. We had that in one episode, so today we're going to talk about agreeing and disagreeing and how to do that in Greek. So, είσαι έτοιμη?
Πάμε! In the previous episode, we discussed the subjunctive and we taught you the simple subjunctive and the continuous subjunctive. Alice, do you remember the difference?
Yes, the subjunctive simple is when you do something only once. So for example, if you want to say, I want to read a book. Θέλω να διαβάσω ένα βιβλίο. So you basically use the future tense on the second verb. So instead of διαβάζω, it's going to be διαβάσω.
Yeah.
Or I have to work today. Πρέπει να δουλέψω σήμερα. And the subjunctive continuous is when you do something regularly. For example, I have to go to work every day. Πρέπει να πηγαίνω στη δουλειά κάθε μέρα.
Yeah, so you have the phrase κάθε μέρα, and this is your clue to use continuous subjunctive instead of simple subjunctive.
Yeah, exactly. That's the difference.
Now, let's think about μου αρέσει. It means I like something or I like doing something. For example, I like, I don't know, reading or I like to learn. What do you think? Are we going to use simple subjunctive or continuous subjunctive?
That would be continuous.
Exactly, because when you like something, you like it continuously. So you can't like reading one time only. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Remember that after μου αρέσει, we use the verb in continuous subjunctive and not in simple subjunctive. It doesn't sound right. So, for example, if we want to say I like to read, we're going to say μου αρέσει να διαβάζω and not μου αρέσει να διαβάσω. Or I like to learn, μου αρέσει να μαθαίνω. Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
One more thing that I would like to point out is that μου αρέσει, it means I like, but literally the meaning is something is pleasing to me. So, in Greek, and I think in other languages as well, the item or the person that we like basically influences us.
Yeah, exactly.
Μου αρέσει, it means something is pleasing to me. What about you like? How can we say something is pleasing to you? What do you think, Alice?
That would be σου αρέσει.
Exactly. Μου αρέσει, σου αρέσει. So the verb αρέσει is going to be the same if it's one item, one person, one thing. And the only word that changes is the little word in front of αρέσει. So μου αρέσει to me, σου αρέσει to you. What about to her? Or to him? How can we say he likes or she likes?
She likes της αρέσει.
Exactly.
He likes του αρέσει.
That's right. Της αρέσει, something is pleasing to her, basically. And του αρέσει, something is pleasing to him. So he likes or she likes. What about we like?
Μας αρέσει.
Μας αρέσει. You, plural, like?
Sas aresi.
Sas aresi. And they like?
Tus aresi.
Exactly. So, mu aresi, su aresi, tis aresi, or tu aresi, mas aresi, sas aresi, and tus aresi. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
How can we say we like to go to Greece, for example?
Μας αρέσει να πηγαίνουμε στην Ελλάδα.
Mm-hmm. Μας αρέσει να πηγαίνουμε στην Ελλάδα.
So you conjugate the second verb as well. So it's not just μας αρέσει να πηγαίνω. That's a mistake I definitely used to make in the beginning because I'm not used to having verbs that don't have an affinitive. That I was very tempting when there were two verbs that I use the I form for the second verb. You cannot do that. If it's the we form in Greek for the second verb, you also have to conjugate it to the we form.
Yes.
So it's double, basically.
Exactly. Like before na and after na, the two verbs, they have to match.
Exactly.
What about he likes to eat food?
Του αρέσει να τρώει φαγητό.
Mm-hmm.
So here again, του αρέσει, and then you cannot say να τρώ, but then you say τρώει, because it's he. Του αρέσει να τρώει φαγητό.
Exactly. Του αρέσει να τρώει φαγητό. Now, if it's in plural, then you say μου αρέσουν. Μας αρέσουν or τους αρέσουν. So the verb changes from αρέσει to αρέσουν. For example, μου αρέσουν τα φρούτα. Ή μου αρέσουν τα ελληνικά τραγούδια. I like Greek songs. So because the word songs is in plural, even the verb changes from αρέσει to αρέσουν. Ellis, how can we say I like clothes in general?
That would be μου αρέσουν τα ρούχα.
Μου αρέσουν τα ρούχα. What about I like to buy clothes?
Μου αρέσει να αγοράζω ρούχα.
Μπράβο. Μου αρέσει να αγοράζω ρούχα. If you want to agree with a statement and you want to say, me too, I also like clothes or I also like fashion and buying clothes, you're gonna say και εμένα. This means to me too also is pleasing to do that or also is pleasing to buy
exactly.
Clothes.
Hmm? So you're saying something's pleasing to me and then
yeah.
The answer is yeah, to me too. It
to
is
me
also
too.
Pleasing
exactly.
To me. Yeah.
And if you disagree, you don't like clothes, you don't like fashion and buying clothes, then you're gonna say to me no. Εμένα όχι.
Yeah,
okay?
So we have και εμένα if you agree, or εμένα όχι, to me no.
Yeah, if you disagree. Okay?
Let's
see what happens when someone says that they don't like something. For example, δεν μου αρέσει να βλέπω τηλεόραση. Like, I don't like to watch TV. So, if you want to say me neither, you say ούτε εμένα. Some people, they say ούτε και εμένα. Like, you might hear that too, with και in between ούτε and εμένα. Ούτε εμένα. But if you do like it, you can say εμένα Muarese. To me is pleasing, basically.
Okay, so if someone says, Δεν μου αρέσει να βλέπω τηλεόραση, you can either say, ούτε εμένα, me neither, or εμένα μου αρέσει. To me, it does please me, basically.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, let's practice this. Okay.
Okay.
Μου αρέσει να ακούω μουσική.
So, if I also like to listen to music, I say και εμένα. And if I don't like to listen to music, which is very rarely a thing, you can say εμένα όχι.
Exactly. Μου αρέσουν τα ζώα.
So, I like animals. Και εμένα μου αρέσουν τα ζώα. Or εμένα όχι.
Έλλης, σου αρέσει να καθαρίζεις. So, Έλλης, do you like to clean?
Όχι, δεν μου αρέσει. Εσένα?
Ούτε εμένα.
So notice that when I asked Yuli and you, that I didn't say εσύ, but in this case, I said εσένα. So she asked me, σου αρέσει να καθαρίζεις? And I said, όχι, δεν μου αρέσει. Εσένα and you. So this is something that I mixed up a lot, and I still do sometimes if I'm not thinking, that it's very easy to say εσύ instead of εσένα.
Yeah, because in this case as well, is like to you, is that pleasing to you? That's why you say εσένα instead of εσύ.
So when do you answer εσύ and when do you say εσένα?
You can use εσύ when you want to say and you when it comes to basically most of the verbs. So for example, if you want to say, I go to work every day, like, do you go to work every day? In this case, you're going to say, πηγαίνω στη δουλειά κάθε μέρα. Εσύ and you? It's a short way to say, do you go to work every day? But if before the verb we have μου, then we have to say εσένα. Μου αρέσουν τα φρούτα. Before the verb αρέσουν, we have the word μου. So in this case, when you want to basically reverse the question and ask them like, and you, do you like fruits, for example? In this case, you need to use εσένα instead of εσύ. This is the only difference. In any other verb, you can use εσύ, but if before the verb we have μου or με also sometimes, you need to use εσένα.
Exactly. So that's the big giveaway, basically.
Yes.
If a verb has μου or με, then it makes it reflective, like something is happening to you.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why you also answer to you what you think. Like, to you, is it pleasing? Or it also happens with when you ask for someone's name. If I say, my name is Alice, me lene Alice. Esena, so what's your name?
Exactly, because before the word lene, the verb lene, we have me, me lene. Με λένε Έλλης. Εσένα?
Yeah, and you cannot ask εσύ, because that sounds weird.
Okay, now going back to agreeing and disagreeing, if you want to agree with any other statement that it doesn't have μου before the verb, then the correct way is to use εγώ instead of εμένα. For example, κάνω γυμναστική σήμερα. I exercise today. If you want to agree with that statement, κάνω γυμναστική, there is no μου before or με before κάνω. So in this case, you're going to say και εγώ, and I'm exercising too. Or I go to work every day. Πηγαίνω στη δουλειά κάθε μέρα. If you want to agree with that statement, you're going to say κι εγώ. Me too. I go to work every day. I also go to work every day. And if you want to disagree with that statement, you just need to say εγώ όχι.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't go to
So work. Either κι εγώ mm-hmm. or εγώ όχι.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's practice this. Yuli is going to say me some random sentences and I'm going to either agree or disagree with them.
Okay.
In the correct way.
Okay. So the first sentence is θα πάω σε ένα εστιατόριο αύριο. I will go to a restaurant tomorrow.
If I also go to a restaurant, I say κι εγώ.
Mm-hmm.
But if I don't, I say εγώ όχι.
Exactly. So why did you choose κι εγώ instead of και μένα?
Because it's just a normal verb. It's not a reflective verb. So, πάω, θα πάω σε ένα εστιατόριο. It's not anything that has μου or με.
Exactly.
So that's why it's κι εγώ, εγώ όχι.
That's right. So, μου αρέσει να τρώω σούσι.
Και εμένα.
Mm-hmm.
Or εμένα όχι, mm-hmm. if you don't like sushi.
Exactly. So, μου αρέσει, there is μου before the verb αρέσει. So, if you want to agree, you're going to say κι εμένα. Κι εμένα μου αρέσει. I also like it. Ή εμένα όχι. Next one. Δε θέλω να μαγειρέψω σήμερα. I don't want to cook today.
Ούτε εγώ. Me neither.
Mm-hmm. Ούτε εγώ. So we are using ούτε because we agree with a negative sentence. Δε θέλω. I don't want. Me neither. Ούτε εγώ. And the last one. Σου αρέσει να οδηγείς αυτοκίνητο.
Δεν μου αρέσει τόσο πολύ. Εσένα.
Mm-hmm. So I asked Alice if she likes to drive a car. Σου αρέσει να οδηγείς αυτοκίνητο. And she answered, not so much. She doesn't like it so much. And to me, is that pleasing to me? Ούτε εμένα. Me neither.
Yeah, so when I asked Yuli again if she liked it, I said εσένα and not mm-hmm. εσύ.
Exactly. Ούτε εμένα. Αυτό ήταν το επεισόδιο για σήμερα. That was today's episode. And we'll see you in the next one.
See you in the next episode.
Yeah.
Yes, us.